I was coming out of this mom and pop store on whatever that main street in downtown San Diego is. But in the back of their store, it was a shrine to Lou Ferrigno. They had trophies and pictures and medals and ribbons and awards, and I stumbled onto this thing. I'm like, where am I? Well, it turns out the store was owned by his parents, and they had this shrine to Lou in the back corner of this itty-bitty hole-in-the-wall convenience store. And I came out of that store, and there's Lou. He's walking down the street, going to his mom and dad's store, and the guy walked past me, and it was like one of those moments frozen in time. I was just awestruck by his massive build. And there he was, walked right by me. I didn't jump in front of him or try to do anything crazy. I just stood
by. And you knew not to shout, "Hey, Lou."
I knew not to shout or make erratic movements, right. He just walked by me and just seemed to be casual and laid back and walked into the store that I just came out of, and I was just, my head was spinning. I was like, man, that was Lou Ferrigno. And that's my brush with near greatness. Lyle Tuttle, if you're into tattoos, you know who Lyle Tuttle is. Julia Childs and I had an interview one day. Now, I didn't get to be in her presence. It was a phone interview. But I do have an autographed picture of the now deceased Julia Childs hanging in my kitchen. John Bon Jovi, the well-known rocker, he's a real short fellow. But I saw him at a, again, tattoo convention. The Hager twins from Hee Haw, you remember those guys?
Oh, we're reaching now. We got to be near the bottom. The Hager twins? Yes, I know who they are.
Rushes with near obscurity. I saw them in an airport. I didn't approach them, but they were obviously the Hager twins. They were traveling together, and that was them. That was my brush with near Hager twins.
Well, we're out of time for today's brushes with near greatness, and but I see that we have enough for several more chats.
I didn't get to tell you my Bob Geldof story.
Well, tell us Bob Geldof.
I was in New Orleans, and I was going into Tipitina's, well-known rock
strip joint,
rock and roll establishment. Yeah, it had local, regional, and national notoriety for its who they would draw in. I was there to see George Thorogood, and as I was walking in the door, there's Bob Geldof blocking my way. I looked right up at him, was like, "Dude, you're Bob Geldof."